Radio Gdańsk, English News.
Good afternoon. It's Monday, March 6th, and this is the Radio Gdańsk News, read by Elizabeth Peck. Polish President Andrzej Duda set out on a five-day trip to the Middle East on Saturday to promote Polish companies, explore energy cooperation, and counteract Russian propaganda. Duda spent the weekend in Doha, Qatar, where his schedule was dominated by the 5th UN Conference on the Least Developed Countries, or LDC-5. Contrary to the Russian narrative, Duda told attendees, it was Russian President Vladimir Putin's decision to attack Ukraine that dealt a severe blow to the world economy, slowing down the pace of global economic growth and raising the prices of many products, including groceries. The economic effects of Putin's war are increasingly felt not only in Europe, but also on other continents, Duda emphasized, including Africa, Asia, and the Middle East, particularly in the least developed countries. Following his visit to Qatar on Monday, Duda will fly to the United Arab Emirates, where he is set to stay until Wednesday. Over the weekend, private broadcaster Polsat TV premiered a new Polish version of Servant of the People, the popular Ukrainian TV series that catapulted current Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky to fame. The political satire comedy television series was created and produced by Zelensky and ran for three seasons from 2015 to 2019. In the series, Zelensky stars as a high school teacher in his 30s who is unexpectedly elected president of Ukraine after an anti-corruption rant posted by one of his students goes viral. A political party inspired by the series was registered in March of 2018, with political candidate Zelensky winning the second round vote a year later to become president of Ukraine on April 19, 2019. The first two episodes of the Polish version of the series debuted on Polsat on Saturday, with acclaimed Polish actor Marcin Hisnar playing the role of a high school history teacher turned future Polish president Ignacy Konieczny. Director and series producer Okil Chamidlow reportedly sent Zelensky's assistant the first episode of Sługa Narodu, telling the website Gazeta.pl that Zelensky's assistant later reported that he liked our version. He thinks the series is cool, and he's glad we made it. A local woman from Kobylnica near Słupsk took first place in the women's category and second place overall in a 12-hour ultramarathon race in Barcelona over the weekend. Malgorzata Pazda-Pazorska covered a distance of 139 kilometers and 815 meters, or 86.8 miles, over a 12-hour period, coming just behind Iñaki Jiménez-Sorón of Spain in the overall classification. Sorón finished with a distance of 144 kilometers and 715 meters, or just shy of 90 miles. Pazda-Pazorska was the only woman in the top 10 of the final classification of the 12-hour ultra-running Barcelona competition, with the next closest female runner, Gabriela Ramirez Moreno of Mexico, finishing 45 kilometers, or roughly 28 miles, behind the Polish champion. Pazda-Pazorska is a successful ultra-marathoner and the Polish champion in the 24-hour run. In anticipation of International Women's Day on March 8th, Radio Gdańsk is offering both ladies and gentlemen in Trójmiasto the chance to win a car for the weekend, along with a full tank of gas. Listeners can enter the competition by sending an SMS with their most creative or most poetic wishes-like dreams to their loved ones for Women's Day. SMS entries can be sent to Radio Gdańsk at 603-060606 until the competition closes on Wednesday at 12 noon. The winning entries will be announced between noon and 2 p.m. on March 8th as part of special programming to celebrate International Women's Day. More information on the contest can be found on our website at radiogdansk.pl.
The weather.
Today will be a mix of sun and clouds with very little chance of rain or snow and a light breeze coming in from the southwest. Temperatures will be similar to yesterday, climbing to a high of 3 degrees centigrade or 37 degrees Fahrenheit before dropping to a low of negative 4 degrees centigrade or 25 degrees Fahrenheit overnight. Similar temperatures are expected for tomorrow with a chance for rain or snow showers during the day. This has been the Radio Gdańsk News and Weather. Take care of yourself and stay safe.